Welcome to episode 17 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, a proud, certified Snowflake user here to guide you through one of the most intriguing aspects of Snowflake's security model, privilege inheritance in role-based access control, or ABAC for short. Let's dive deep into this topic and understand how it shapes the access control policies within Snowflake, ensuring that you're well equipped to not only grasp the intricate details, but also to ace your certification exam. To start off, let's clarify what ABAC is in the realm of Snowflake. Role-based access control is a method for regulating access to computer or network resources based on the roles of individual users within an organization. In Snowflake, roles are used to manage access to various resources such as databases, schemas, and tables. Now onto the crux of today's topic, privilege inheritance. This concept is vital to understand how Snowflake ensures that its access control mechanism is both powerful and flexible. Privilege inheritance allows roles to inherit permissions from other roles, thereby simplifying the management of user permissions and avoiding the complexity of defining permissions for every user individually. To illustrate, imagine the hierarchical structure of roles within an organization. At the top, you might have a role such as account admin, followed by roles like security admin and user admin. Each of these roles is designed to encompass a specific set of permissions that cater to their function. However, what makes Snowflake's ABAC powerful is the ability for roles to inherit permissions from one or more parent roles, thus enabling a cascading effect of permissions. Moreover, Snowflake also supports the concept of role hierarchies. That means in addition to direct inheritance, roles can also be structured in a hierarchy where permissions cascade down the hierarchy. This not only aids in the intuitive setup of access permissions, but also in their easy management and auditability. Furthermore, it's pertinent to understand the specifics of how privilege inheritance works within Snowflake. When a role is granted to another role, the grantee role inherits all the permissions of the grantor role. This includes both future grants and the current set of permissions. The inherited permissions are not static. They evolve as the grantor role's permissions change. Additionally, Snowflake allows for the management of privilege inheritance through various SQL commands. The grant and revoke commands are used to manage permissions and their inheritance between roles. This provides administrators with the flexibility to design an access control structure that best fits the organizational needs. However, it's crucial to mention that privilege inheritance in Snowflake does not negate the need for precise permission management. While it considerably reduces the load of managing individual user permissions, administrators must ensure that the inheritance structure does not inadvertently grant excessive permissions. This requires a thorough understanding of the impact of privilege inheritance on the overall security posture of the organization. To conclude, mastering the intricacies of privilege inheritance within Snowflake's ABAC is pivotal to establishing a robust access control mechanism. This knowledge not only fortifies your understanding of Snowflake, but is also critical for your success in the SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification Exam. In our journey today, we've explored the conceptual foundations, practical implementations, and the careful considerations required when leveraging privilege inheritance to secure Snowflake resources. I hope this deep dive empowers you with the knowledge to navigate the nuances of Snowflake's security model and achieve excellence in your certification journey. Thank you for joining me on this in-depth exploration of privilege inheritance in Snowflake ABAC. Stay tuned for more insights in our next episode. Until then, this is Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, wishing you success in your certification journey and beyond.